Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Brothers and sisters, come on and give God glory. Hallelujah for another day. Hallelujah for your right mind. Hallelujah for letting you rise in good health and strength. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Daily Fire, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from your status quo life, your routine life, to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. Daily Fire is sponsored by ChurchGirlDresses.com, so make sure you visit our sponsor. Everything from church wear to casual wear to evening wear and now men's wear, ChurchGirlDresses.com has you covered. Our topic for today's Daily Fire, and it's a great continuation or part two of yesterday, it's part two of four steps to achieving perfect work-life balance. Part two of four steps to achieving perfect work-life balance, because balance is needed, right? And we are still in the book of 3 John, verses 2 through 3. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live, you can call in by dialing 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. Or tune in online. And I welcome everyone who's tuned in live right now. But if you cannot call in at 7, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website, feeldfire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. FeeldFire.com. Or even better, follow the podcast so the recording will be text straight to your phone at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday, and that way you can listen as many times as you desire, whenever you desire, and bless someone else's soul by forwarding the text. Follow by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Again, text the message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. If you are unable to write this down, all of this information, as well as my upcoming engagements and the ability to contact me and send me your prayer request, is on my ministry website, feeldfire.com. FeeldFire.com. Now let's get into this word. I am in 3 John. We're using verses 2 through 3, coming from the KJV. Beloved, I wish above all that you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. That you would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Isn't that powerful? God wants us to prosper. God wants us to have a good life. God wants us to live our best as or parallel to as our soul prospers. Because our soul and our spirit are the core of us. Those are the parts of us that stand either closest to God, if we choose to accept Jesus as our Savior, or closest to the world in the flesh. So God says, get those things into alignment, and you will see everything else begin to fall into place. Why? Because your priorities are in order. So yesterday, I gave you the first two steps. I'm not going to reteach them because we only have 15 minutes, but I'll call them out. Number one was prioritize the right priorities. And number two was schedule. Notice these are action verbs. They're not passive. Schedule rest and time to stop and smell the roses. If you missed those, go and hear them on my website, fieldyfire.com. Now let's get into number three. Everyone say number three. Learn from your mistakes and take accountability. Learn, this is an action verb, from your mistakes and take accountability. So many times, the reason we cycle through or recycle through our different issues, which include the lack of setting boundaries, the inability to say no, going back into abusive or destructive relationships, losing our jobs and our employment, overspending, it's because we refuse to learn from the mistake and then to take accountability for our roles in what occurred. Because we refuse to learn from it, we are bound to repeat it. And because we refuse to take accountability for our own roles, that means we leave ourselves powerless because we're saying that we didn't have any responsibility in messing it up, so we then cannot be empowered with any responsibility to clean it up. Hallelujah. In Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16, the Bible lets us know that a righteous person will fall seven times but rise again. But the wicked stumble with calamity when calamity strikes. You see, being a Christian does not mean that you won't make mistakes. It doesn't mean that you won't fall, that you won't make bad decisions, that you won't sin. And I need to clear up that lie from Satan right now, because that's part of the reason that so many of you are bound. Because every time you make a mistake or make a bad decision, for some reason you impute that to the credibility of your entire Christianity. You are not Jesus. I am not Jesus. Although we are striving for perfection, we are not perfect in this flesh. So you cannot allow the mistake or the mishap, the sin or the wrong decision to define your entire life. Rather, you have to get up, as it says here. You fall, then you repent, you ask forgiveness, you change your circumstances or the people you're around, you get into that word, into prayer, covenant relationship with Christ, you do whatever needs to occur in you that is legal, that's ethical, that's moral and righteous, not to go back into that sinful situation or atmosphere. But you get up. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, the Bible teaches us that, therefore, if any man or woman is in Christ, we are new creatures. The old person has passed away, and behold, all things are become new. This is part of learning the lesson from our failures, learning from our prior mistakes, so that we can achieve balance, work-life balance, church-life balance. Balance, family life balance. You with me? Serving life balance. It's just to say, I did it. I messed up. I'll take responsibility for it. I own up to it. I'm not going to deflect what I did onto others. I'm not going to blame my spouse for my affair. I'm not going to blame my spouse for me emotionally cheating or flirting. I'm not going to blame my boss for me always showing up tardy. I'm not going to blame my family for not wanting to continue to recycle through my same old mess that I've been recycling through for years, because I refuse to change, and they refuse now to allow my toxicity to seep into their emotional good health. No, I will take accountability. Isn't this good teaching? Number four, say number four. Accept the fact. This is great. Listen to this, brothers and sisters. Accept the fact that Satan is on his job, but God is greater. The whole world bows to him. I'll say that again. Accept the fact that Satan is on his job, but God is greater. The whole world bows to the Lord. In Romans 7:21, the Bible teaches us that every time we desire to do good, evil is always present with us. In 1 Peter 5:8, to be sober-minded and alert, because our enemy, the devil, goes to and fro as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. In 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in us. Greater is the God, in other words, that is in us than he that is in the world. Philippians 2:9, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And Romans 8:37, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him, or Jesus Christ, that loved us. In Romans 8:31, what shall we say then? If God be for us, who can be against us? So you see that although Satan is on his job, getting into your mind, instilling or implanting wicked thoughts, that's his job to do that, to send others to come against you. Your consolation is that God is greater. God remains greater. God remains powerful. No matter what Satan sins or what he does, the whole world still bows to God. Come on and praise him right now. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. The whole world, hallelujah. Every issue you have right now still bows to God, still bows to the name of Jesus. So part of you achieving this balance is understanding that it is Satan's job to send attacks on your job, to place people around you who don't like you, who try to undermine you, who oppose everything you do. But your consolation, the reason you can now look at them and smile, is because you know greater is he, the Lord, that is in me. Oh, I know you're praising God right now. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. We don't have but 15 minutes here on Daily Fire. Oh, Father, we magnify you. We glorify you, Jesus. Our souls thank you, Lord, for this day, this life, Father. Every person tuned in right now, Lord, we just ask that you would help them, Father, to achieve the perfect work-life balance, so they will have perfect church life, family life, financial life balance. Help them to prioritize the right priorities, to schedule time for rest, and to stop and smell the roses, to learn, Lord, from their mistakes and take accountability, and to accept the fact that although Satan is on his job, you remain greater. Now, Lord, we submit every issue, every trial, every tribulation. We submit all sickness, all depression, all self-doubt. We submit, Father, ourselves to you so that you can have your way in us. And we thank you, Lord. We just thank you for the victory. Oh, Father, in everything, in every situation, with every person in our lives, we thank you in advance for the victory. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and just praise him. Come on and praise him while I do the altar call. And then we will end with our task for today. Just keep praising God. Say, I thank you, God, that I now have balance. Say, I thank you, God, that I now have victory. For those of you who are backslidden or who are not saved, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ, or welcome back to the family of Christ. Everyone, make sure you're getting your daily devotional with me here on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, or follow the podcast so the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. All of this information and everything else you need to know is on my ministry website, feeldefire.com, FeeldFire.com. Now, our topic for today's Daily Fire is part two of four steps to achieving perfect work-life balance. Your task for today is to remain consoled and assured that you have the victory, and to implement these steps, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Bless someone else by sharing today's topic. Send them to FeeldFire.com. I'll see you tomorrow.
Woo! Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.